Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production of Dancing in the Dark by Carol Phillips. This unabridged recording is narrated by Dion Graham and directed by Karen Zippler. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Carol Phillips. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. The author opens this book with a quote from Burt Williams. "Nobody in America knows my real name, and if I can prevent it, nobody ever will." And now, Dancing in the Dark.
Prologue. If you walk down 7th Avenue today, he is a man who never existed. On this broad Harlem Avenue, a torn curtain might stir in response to the tug of a hand, dark hand, now waving. If you walk down this broad Harlem Avenue today, it will soon become clear that old-fashioned dignity and civic pride have long fled the scene, and this would have broken his stout heart. Back then, he dressed well, he walked tall, and the bright glare from his shoes could pick a man's eyes clean out of his knobby head. Women watched him pass by, his hard-backed carriage upright, and they whispered half sentences about him from behind perfumed handkerchiefs that they held close to their full lips. But they never eyeballed him, for this was a man who lived way beyond their hips, and it didn't make no sense to look too interested in such a man. Men watched him too, with their collars turned high, pulling on ash-heavy cigarettes, their broad feet helplessly anchored to the earth. But this was a man who looked neither left nor right as he strode through the streets. Children followed him at a respectable distance, down as far as the park, and then their young spirits were seized by the grass and the trees and the Harlem Reservoir. But the neighborhood man continued on his way, stepping purposefully toward his daily rendezvous with Midtown business, white man's business. Today, if you walk down this broad Harlem Avenue as far as the park, and then continue walking through the park to Midtown, he is a man who never existed. He has gone. Back uptown, in his Harlem, a needle-borne pestilence has been visited upon the people. The handsome brownstones have now faded. The streets are unswept. The stores are boarded up, and clumps of weed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?